welcome in the crew from downtown North Platte. We have Sarah from the Flower Market joining us. And also we welcome in Lori joining us on behalf of Double Dips to talk about some exciting Halloween activities for our downtown community. Ladies, welcome. Thank you for taking time for us.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Sarah, before
we talk
about...
But you will notice that there's no ice cream here for us to sample.
Well, Lori had a late night, though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank late you. Night or an early morning, technically.
Exactly. Yeah, early morning, yeah, because she said she didn't get in till after midnight.
Yeah, yes. Which is typical for Lori and her rowdiness, of course. Yeah. What would you expect?
Thanks, yes.
So, Sarah, before we talk about the Halloween walk, let's talk about the Flower Market's recent expansion within the past couple of months.
Yeah, we expanded to an additional location, so not new. Well, it is new. Right next door, between Brown's and our old store, we opened the Flower Market Home. So it's a new store. It has different merchandise than we have in our original store. Still some of that same great decor, but we've added in lots of kitchen utensils and pots and pans, bath items, towels, shower curtains, and then bedding as well. And then we're kind of expanding all that. Yeah.
And these are some items that you had previously been carrying at the Flower Market.
Yes.
They've just gone over to this new location, and then you've expanded into some of the things like the bedding, a little more pots, things along
those lines. Yeah, and kitchen utensils, dishware. Pots and pans, all that kind of fun stuff for your kitchen and home.
So. I'm always on the lookout for cool things for cooking because I do a lot of cooking and almost like catering.
Yeah, so I really looked for unique stuff that you just can't find at every big box store. So kind of make it unique for us and for downtown.
All right off the bat, what I'm looking for now is small T-balls, the mesh T-balls.
I do have T-balls, but they're shaped like a star. Well, no, there's balls, too.
It doesn't matter what they're shaped like, as long as I can get them so I can do the tea thing.
I've got them. And the loose leaf tea to go with it. So, yeah.
And I believe, was this location, I think, the old Kittles at one point? Shepherd's and Kittles used to be right next to each other there.
That's before me living here.
It was one of those two. Do you remember, Rick?
That's before me.
No, you were here. You were here then.
I've always known Kittles to be on 5th Street.
Yeah. It was before that, there were Shepherd's and Kittles sharing that space where you've expanded to where Brown's has expanded. I can't remember which one was which.
And it was the music store was also there.
Yeah. Yes, Murphy's.
Murphy's music was there, too.
Still have the sign on the garage
they
door.
They do on Brown's. I know.
Ago.
Yeah, they do.
That's cool.
So, Lori, let's talk a little bit about the downtown walk. Folks know Halloween quickly approaching, and, of course, you have to have the downtown walk on your calendar.
We have to have it, and it is coming up tomorrow. From noon to 2. We moved the time up this year just due to all the other activities going on in town. So
I was saying, when we originally started the Halloween walk, and this is a long, long time ago, we were like one of the only groups that did something like this, and now it has expanded. So
this was before the trunk and treat.
Yes, it was. So we now are trying to, not overlap too much with everybody around town. So you can kind of start with downtown at noon and then move to the Golden Spike at 2. And then I know there's a million trunk or treats after that. So you can make a day of it for sure.
Oh, absolutely you can. But like you said too, Sarah, this is kind of the original opportunity in North Platte. I can remember doing downtown for a number of years when I was younger too. And Alan Hirschfeld even had Big Bird one year.
Did he?
Yeah, he had Big Bird. I have
was
a picture
he Big
with Big Bird? Alan may very well have been Big Bird. This is a possibility.
Yeah.
He did what?
Big Bird was at Hirschfeld's one year for the Halloween walk. Yeah. It was my first time in Hirschfeld's. I was just a wee lad, and Big Bird was inside Hirschfeld's. I think he was getting fitted for a suit.
Nice.
Oh. Well, it would have been a good suit and a good fit.
So this is the original opportunity, Lori, and it's a great opportunity, too. Like Sarah said, you can start out downtown and then expand to some of the other opportunities we have in our community.
Yes, you can. And we also have some other activities for the kiddos. We're going to have an obstacle bounce house. I have no idea what that entails, but a little bit bigger. And
cool.
EMTs on standby?
Well, yeah. I've got the fire truck, and we have Officer Kittle coming. Let's see, and then
face painting.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah, we have face painting going on, and
lots of candy. Yeah,
I would expect nothing less.
Yeah, lots and lots of candy.
Yes.
So, what's the official route for the trick or treaters to take?
Ooh. Well, we're gonna start. Hopefully, I'm gonna try to get everybody to start down at my corner.
Okay.
Start with me first, and then we'll go around the streets. I'm gonna have also have the college softball girls standing at the corners to direct kiddos around downtown.
Keep an extra eye out.
That's a good idea.
Well, and that way we don't miss out, like, C.R. Rustic or Doug's, the church
the
down that way. Yes.
Sip and paint the...
Tipsy Campus.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So we're going to hopefully have the girls at each corner. And then, of course, face painting. And then we also have a costume judging contest.
Oh, cool. So how can folks enter that?
Well, you enter at 1 p.m. right down there in the center.
The center circle, yes.
Yep. And we're going to have birth to 4 years old group and 5 to 13, 14 years and up, and a group contest.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. And families would qualify for the group contest.
Yeah, because last year, last year was like Adam's Family, and then we had a Star Wars group and a Toy Story. I mean, some people are very creative.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lori, there's prizes, right?
There is prizes.
Yes.
There's cash.
I would
expect cash prizes.
Cash. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Which you can transfer into ice cream, too, if you like to.
You betcha.
For sure.
You bet.
Cash is always the right color and right size.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
And we probably should recognize those sponsors for cash prize. It's Brown Shoe Fit, and then George Lobby with the North Platte Bulletin, and then Western Nebraska Bank were generous enough to help us with those prizes.
Good old George.
Is George going to be a judge again this year?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes. First thing I asked him.
You got a good one.
He did good last year with that. So, but he's been preparing, knowing George.
Yes, he has. He asked me. Okay. I just talked to him the other day, and he says, okay, now what do I have to judge on?
Ladies, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, I don't think so. Appreciate you letting us come down and talk about it. Are you going to come down?
I'm probably going to be out of town, but I know my brother and my nephew will be.
Yes,
so.
I'll look for them.
Yeah, yeah. He recognizes Lori pretty quick, Sarah. So.
Does he?
Yeah, we took him downtown. I think it would have been Saturday, I think, Lori.
I think it was this week.
We stopped in the flower market, and he found one of your little kittens off to the side that...
Ivy, the real cat.
No, yeah. Not the real cat, yeah. You have to verify with
like,
the flower market.
I have
market.
Kittens now in that store? Oh, no.
One of your stuffed kittens, and we ended up adopting it.
Nice.
Was that where you had said that you could go in, but he couldn't touch anything unless he asked?
That was C.R. Rustic.
Oh, okay.
Took him to C.R. Rustic. So I was talking to Rob and Corey, and he kept interrupting me. He'd say, excuse me, can I touch this? Like, yes, yes, you can.
Oh, see how sweet. What a polite young man.
Depends on who you ask. Ladies, appreciate the time this morning. Best of luck for you and all of our downtown merchants participating in the Halloween walk tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.